You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Kabbalah Satorah of Klal Yisrael was unique in many respects. How it was transmitted to us, and what was transmitted to us, and what I'm going to point out today is that there was a very, very famous debate that ultimately ensued between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malachim in Shemayim concerning the issue of whether or not HaKadosh Baruch Hu should in fact give Klal Yisrael the Torah, which I'll describe the dialogue to you in a couple of minutes. I first want to start off with some first major concepts of how Matan Torah was set up, and then get into the controversy, which I find fascinating, very illuminating, and also you'll understand why at the end of the day, Moshe won the debate against the Malachim, and we are, Baruch Hashem, zochu to have the Torah we have today from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all know for a fact that Klal Yisrael, before they were Mekabel the Torah, had to be ultimately converted to be full-fledged Jews with full-fledged Klal Kedushas Yisrael. The Gemara in Krisis, the Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia describes the various activities Klal Yisrael did to undergo the metamorphosis to become full-fledged Jews. They did the Bris Milah L'Shem Geiros, they went to Mikvah L'Shem Geiros, they brought Karbanos, which are carbonatalists, that when you have a base of Yiddish, you have to bring when you're a ger. So Klal Yisrael underwent a total historical metamorphosis of becoming full-fledged Jews, with all the privileges of Jews, with all the responsibilities of Jews, as a preface to actually having HaKadosh Baruch Hu address them with the Aseres HaDibreis. Klal Yisrael also had to purify themselves from the Mentah Sharei Tumah that they were contaminated by living in Mitzrayim for so many years. A person, unfortunately, is a product of their environment, and therefore, even HaMalachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when seeing Klal Yisrael contrasting them to the Egyptians, the famous expression, Halalu Avodah Zarah, Halalu Avodah Avodah Zarah, the Jews are involved in idolatry, the Egyptians, why are these ones being saved and these ones being destroyed? They made this comment at the concept of Kriyas Yamsuf. So Klal Yisrael had a problem. They first had to purify themselves and bring themselves onto a certain level of spiritual purity and Tahara Kedusha before they would be halakhically permitted and perhaps be zeicha to have Kabbalah Satorah take place. Chazal tell us the counting of the 49 days at the day 50, which Klal Yisrael performed from the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim up into Kabbalah's Torah, where they were surrounded by Nani HaKavod on all six sides, that during those 49 days they just weren't counting to figure out when Matan Torah is going to take place, but every day of that counting was a day of spiritual analysis of where their lives are, spiritual reflection. They were learning, they were trying to do tshuva on the highest level possible, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tshuva Miyava. And every day, according to Kabbalistic literature, one day of Tuma, which they possessed, was replaced with one Shah, one Gate of Kedusha. And this went on for 49 days. So by the time they came to day 49, which is the day before Kabbalah Satorah, all 49 gates of spiritual contamination, which had accumulated in Mitzrayim, were totally eliminated. And now they were basically imbued with 49 gates of total Kedusha, replacing it. On the day of Matan Torah, they reached the ultimate level of Kedusha Vitara. The Gemara Zohar uses the expression Pasek Zuhamasam. Their spiritual imperfections of any type of spiritual contamination for generations upon generations have been totally eliminated from their person, from the neshama. The neshama was as tar as a neshama could be. According to the Kabbalistic literature, they were misaken. Also, the tumah that was inflicted upon the world because of the chet of Adam and Chava, when they ate from the eighth of Das Tevara, they literally were in a state of pristine purity. Kaidim chet of Adam and Chava, when they stood at Har Sinai to mekabel the Torah. So they were in a very, very high spiritual state at that specific tekufa, making them worthy in Zocha to be able to all be given prophecy, to be able Hashem to address them and tell them the Aseres HaDibros. What many people don't realize is that the Rabban Hashem didn't just want to tell them the Ten Commandments, the Aseres HaDibros, but in certain of the Dibros, the first two in particular, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only did he actually say the first two Dibros, Avinuch Hashem Elokecha, and Lo Yelecho Elim Acher Mapanai, but he even explained this to them on a divine level. The way they communicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sinai, and this many people don't realize, is mentioned in the Rishonim, the Rashba. The Talmud of the Ramban says in his Tshuva that for the first time and the last time in world history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave on that day of Kabbalah Satara a power of prophecy momentarily equal to the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he had the highest level of prophetic capacity any Navi ever had. It's called seeing Hashem and hearing Hashem with total clarity when it comes to hearing Hashem address you, understand what he's saying, and be able to perceive the Shekhinah on the highest level that a person could possibly have. Moshe Rabbeinu had this as his level of Nevuah his entire prophetic life, because he had to communicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he had to understand everything Hashem was saying to him on the clearest way possible, panim upon him, as the Pesukim describe in the Torah. Klal Yisrael were momentarily given that power of prophetic capacity, like Moshe, to be able to hear Hashem directly. Number two, to be able to hear the conversations going on between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu prior to Kabbalah Satara, during Kabbalah Satara, and afterwards, to hear the instructions which Hashem gave Moshe, and which Hashem authorized Moshe Rabbeinu to be the only Navi, the only prophet in the world to ever have the capacity to give over Hashem's divine law to mankind below. No other person was ever authorized in our prophetic or non-prophetic level to be able to give over Torah in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to change the Torah in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to add on to the Torah. What Moshe gave us was what was Hashem gave. And anybody who says they have a different Nevuah, more or less, is automatically categorized as a Navi Sheker, as a false Navi. Moshe was the authorized transmitter of Torah to Klal Yisrael and to the world at large. Torah Tzivul and Moshe Marosha Kilis Yaakov is the first pasuk we teach the children when they start to talk, when they start to speak. And therefore, Moshe, as we Moshe Emes or Teras Emes, was validated and proven to Klal Yisrael with their prophetic capacities, when they heard the conversations taking place between Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Klal Yisrael at Matan Torah, to the point that the pasuk says in the Torah later on that when Klal Yisrael experienced Maimed HaSinai with the aura of Hashem's divine presence and the changes of a natural law that were taking place at that time momentarily, and all of a sudden the desert turns into an oasis with beautiful greenery and trees and everything, lightning and thunder, miraculous things were taking place in front of their eyes. And that type of awe, that type of experience of Maimed HaSinai, the pasuk says, when you and Klal Yisrael hear how Hashem addresses Moshe and addresses you and gives authorization to Moshe, the pasuk says, U'bechor yaminu la'olam, this will give proof and emunah, trustworthiness to Moshe Rabbeinu's transmission as being the only authorized person to give over Torah to you. And that's one of the major yesodos of our belief in Moshe Emes to Taras Emes. That's why Korach Vadosa was punished so severely later on, because they wanted to undermine Moshe Emes to Taras Emes. And that's why Hashem had to punish them the way he punished them, because they almost were undercut the power of what Klal Yisrael experienced at Maimed HaSinai. And therefore, we're going to today analyze exactly how the Torah was transmitted. So listen very carefully. On Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we have in the Chumash and Parshas Yisrael, later on Parshas Chanan, the Rabban Hashem giving us the Aseres HaDibros. Now, when the HaDibros were given over to us, as I point out, the first two HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out of his way to not only give us the actual command, but explain the command, because the belief in Hashem and the rejection of idolatry are the two major principles of the Torah that are literally summarize all of what's contained in the Torah. The Noch Hashem Elokecha corresponds to 248 mitzvah asay. Is basically corresponds to 365 los asay, the negative commands of the Torah. So potentially in the Aseres Adibris you have contained all of the Tayyak mitzvahs. And in fact, Rav Sadiagon and others wrote poems on the Kabbalah Satira and specifically on the Aseres Adibris to show how all the Tayyak mitzvahs can be subdivided and put as categories under the Aseres Adibris Hashem gave to him. Besides that, Moshe was also independent of the Aseres Adibros, which was a one-time occurrence. He then had to separate from Klal Yisrael and go up to Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights to be taught the entire Torah, Torah Shebiksav, the written law, Torah Shebapad, the oral law, and Hashem gave Moshe in those 40 days, 40 nights, where Moshe was raised momentarily to a level of an angel, a malach. He didn't eat, he didn't drink. What kept Moshe going was the Ziv HaShchinah, God's divine presence, was giving him the sustenance he needs for his physical body and spiritual essence to survive for those 40 days and 40 nights. Miraculously, with Hashem's powers and the miraculous powers he gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, he was able to teach him all of the Torah Shebiksav when it comes to the halachas, the kafim Torah Shebiksav, all of the Torah Shebapat that explains and teaches us the application of how we perform the Torah. But Hashem did not stop there. According to the Talmud Yerushalmi Masechet Peah, Hashem showed Moshe not only what he was going to have to teach Klal Yisrael in the next 40 years of Kol HaTorah Kula he received in Har Sinai and give a shiur every day to Klal Yisrael, piece by piece. For anybody of Klaris who wanted to come, men and women can come to the shiur, as the Benos Lofka did attend, and hear his shiur and ask questions, debates, discussions. Every day Moshe gave his, what I call, a divine daf yomi shiur, which he had with Hashem earlier that morning, a chazara shiur. He said the shiur four different times for four different groups of Klaris on different mental and spiritual capacities, each and every day, as the Gemara describes in Masechtas Erevim. And Moshe Rabbeinu received from HaKadosh Baruch, besides what he had to teach Klal Yisrael, Hashem gave him a prophetic visual understanding and knowledge of all the Chidushei Torah that were going to later on be brought into Klal Yisrael by all the Gedolim of each and every generation. The Chidushim they are going to say in the future, Hashem gave Moshe the knowledge of these Chidushim. The Talmud Yerushalmi says in Masechtas Peah, even the chidushim of a younger Talmud Chacham that he's going to mechadish in later generations, those chidushim was revealed to Moshe. But Chazal point out, even though Moshe was given that futuristic Torah analysis of all the Gedolei Hadar to the end of time, Moshe was not allowed to transmit the chidushim of the later generations of Talmid Chachamim, since it's their chidushim, they have to be the transmitters. Moshe knew it, so Moshe should receive Kol HaTorah Kula, lock, stock, and barrel, and information of thousands of years of the development of Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh, but only the Iker of Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh of Tayyag Mitzvahs that was Nogeya to the generation in which he had leadership, that's what he taught to Claudius, on that he had the authority to give over. This is mentioned by the Tosfos Yom Tov in his Perush to Pirkei Avos, because the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos opens up and says, Moshe kibbutz Torah miSinai. Moshe received the entire Torah from Sinai. And once he received it, Masal Yeshua, he then gave it over to Yeshua, who was the Gadol Hadar that actually succeeded Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the one who brought Klaus ultimately to Eretz Israel. Yeshua then gave it to the Zakenim that came after him. The Zakenim finally gave it to the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im Masru to the Anshei Knesset Gadol, which means we have the transmission going from the time of Kabbalah Satara, the sojourn in the Midbar, the existence of the 410 years of the first Beis HaMikdash, the Masorah that continued during Golas Bavel, when many magnificent yeshivas were built in Babylonia and Persia, where the Jews were learning While he was still in the Golas for 70 years, the famous Golas of Babel, finally, after that Golas is over, we have Ezra and Nehemiah bringing Klal Yisrael back from Babylonia to Eretz Yisrael to start the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. This is what happened after the miracle of Purim. And Ezra and Nehemiah therefore started to educate Klal Yisrael. The Sanhedrin HaGadol was set up in Eretz Yisrael. At that time, it was given a special name, the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. That was a special name given to the Bezin HaGadol of 71 stages plus that existed during the time of the Second Temple period. They were the ones who helped once again reconstitute and bring together all the Torah Shabbat and all Tevra Shabbat Peh. And they're the ones who literally set the tone for Torah, not only in Bayis Sheni, but set the tone for the way Torah is going to be disseminated for generations to come. They were the ones who began developing an official literature of Tevra Shabbat Peh, the same way we had a Tevra Shabbat Sav that was written down. All of the Torah from beginning to end was written down before Moshe passed away. There were 13 Sefer Torah that were written from the beginning of Bereishis to the end of Ein B'nei Yisrael, the end of Sefer Devarim. So we already had a physical text of Tevra Shabbat Sav, but Tevra Shabbat Peh, even though it was given orally, it had to be transmitted orally, it was never given an official form in a writing like a Mishnah or a Gemara as we have it today. This concept of making a Torah Shabbat Peh that had the capacity to have definitive Siddurim, you have Zerayim, you have basically Mayad, and then obviously you have after Mayad, you have Noshim, and then you have Nezikin, you have Koshim, Tavas. All of that work of trying to bring it into categories and specific Masechtos and such, the Tanoim of Bayis Sheni with the Masechtos of the Anshei Knesset Gedolah started that work. In fact, there were 13 different ways that were developed in the different yeshivas of Bayis Sheni for 420 years. We developed 13 different ways of giving over the Torah Shabbat and its interpretation, the Torah Shabbat Sav. There are the Igeris Rav Shrira Gaon, who gives the historical summary, points out that when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi came on the scene after Chogan Bayis Sheni, his main job is to collect all the 13 Masoros, and as an incredible editor and a genius, he was able to take all 13 Masoros and make them one cohesive unit in the text of the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah, therefore, is the ultimate combination of all concepts of Torah Shabbat being brought together in one location. And this Anshei Knesset HaGadolah set the tone, Ve'im Amru, as the Mishnah says, in order for Torah to continue and be able to exist for all generations to come. They gave three etzes, Havi Masun and Bedin. When it comes to paskin shelos, don't give a quick psak. Think it through, analyze, maybe take a night to think it through before you basically give over a psak din, whether it's a halachic analysis, whether it's a din Torah. When it comes to the, especially the deliberations of the Bezdin HaGadol that were involved in capital punishment as well, be careful before you give up psak halacha, to make sure you analyze all the perspectives of the halacha before you give it over. Hamidu Tamidim Harbe, make sure Torah is given to everybody, not just Yechidei Segula, who might be great geniuses and have incredible mindsets, like a film to come later on. Everybody in class is allowed to want to learn Torah, become a Talmud Chacham, and have the ability to master Kol HaTorah Kulo if they want to. Basus Yagla Torah, if you have to make rabbinical takanis and gezeros to make sure Torah law is not violated, you're authorized by HaKadosh Baruch Hu by making mishmeres l'mishmeres to make safeguards, which we have today in many areas of halacha. All the Isur Darabanim Shabbos, like Motzah Kasach, I see Yagim Chazal made that you shouldn't ever come to violate the Torah law by having rabbinical law preventing you from doing such. They gave direction to how the Torah was going to be developed. And later on, quite obviously after the Mishnah was composed by Rebbe, you had his Talmidim making Braisos, you have the Milchiltos, we have the Sifri, the Sifra. All this literature was done by Rebbe's Talmidim to be Masbir, what Rebbe said in the Mishnah. Later on, we have the Talmud Yerushalmi being created by Rabbi Yochanan, one of the greatest Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. And then many, many years later on, you had the Talmud Bavli being established. by all the Amoraim of that specific generation. We have slowly but surely Torah Shoveh growing bigger and bigger, and ultimately became being committed to writing, so that if Klaus Gas Hashalom are in Golus, and they don't have the Bezen HaGadol anymore to explain to them, by having it written down in formal literature, we have the preservation of Torah Shoveh now in writing, and the Torah Shebichsav now in writing, which allowed Torah to exist for thousands of years and exist to this very day. What we see happening today with modern technology, which allows us to analyze and to try to scrutinize various types of ancient texts of different types of manuscripts of Talmud Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. We now have authorized versions of the Gemara, authorized versions of Tanakh, with a tremendous accuracy in the Girsos that we have to learn when it comes to developing these things. Baruch Hashem, we have the Teres Achayim that not only dealt with the halachas and the problems of Moshe Rabbeinu's time, or the problems that dealt with Torah during Bayis Rishon, or the problems that the Klal Yisrael dealt with in Galus Bavel, Galus Persia, or the problems Klal Yisrael dealt with in Bayis Sheni, but we have a Teres Achayim that can be applied to everything that happens in the world for thousands of years, including today's modern technology. There is no religion on the face of this world that has enough, so much responsive literature, so much informational services that have the capacity to apply our Torah law to everything that comes up in the modern world of technology, science, medicine, you name it. Torah has an opinion. Torah has the source material. And the non-Jewish world knows it. They admitted to me many times in private discussions that when they need further explanation of Torah, they go to our sources quietly to see what we say, to figure out how to apply to what they're doing. We are the makar of the Ur LaGoyim, which the Torah says we're going to be. We're going to literally enlighten the world with the knowledge of Torah and mitzvahs, not making the world Jews, but giving the ability to observe the Zayin Mitzvahs Ben Yanov, which are not only Zayin Mitzvahs. Zayin Mitzvahs are seven categories, but underneath them there are hundreds and hundreds of subcategories of these mitzvahs that apply to non-Jews as well. All of this literature we have at our disposal. We know how to deal with modern phenomena based upon the expansiveness of the Teres Chaim Hashem gave us. So we have to be very, very thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us such a beautiful, magnificent Torah that can deal with every topic that you can think on the face of this earth. Chazal tell us that the Torah is so powerful that when it came to Shlomo HaMelech's Bakasha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have the knowledge base, to be able to handle all the problems that Klaus will bring in front of him, religious, personal, and otherwise, or to deal with the problems of the world at large and the world's problems, Hashem gave Shlomo HaMelech HaMatana to be able to see in the Teresh of Exad, even of Chumash alone, how everything you have to know when it comes to all the sciences and technology and medicine, everything you need, is somehow merumis in the osios, in the letters of the Torah, the crowns on top of these letters. You can't imagine how he was able to see in the chumash every type of chachma that he was a brilliant genius in. He was the chacham of Adam in his generation, as the Sukkim and Sefer Malachim teach us. Everything's contained in the Torah. Anything you can think about, any type of discipline. And the rationale behind that is very simple. The Midrash says Hashem was mastakel b'raisa bara alma, that the Torah of prehistoric existence before the world was created was made by Hashem as a blueprint with which he created the physical universe later on. So the physical universe was modeled after the spiritual universe contained in the early Torah that Hashem had, that he had created prior to B'riyat Olam. Fascinating type of Torah, which I'll describe very shortly. And therefore, Bein Abachya says, all the Dvarim HaTivim, all the concepts of the physical universe are literally a mirror image of Dvarim HaSichliyim, all the spiritual concepts contained in the Torah. There's a total parallelism between pure Torah concepts and pure scientific concepts and natural law concepts, because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to coordinate it. But now I want to come to the Ika part of our topic today. When Moshe went up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah, and we're not talking about now the Aseres Dibros. We're talking about when he went up for the 40 days and 40 nights to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. There's a narrative in Masechta Shabbos that's quite fascinating, and this is really the name of the topic I gave today, the divinely orchestrated debate between Moshe and the Malachim concerning the transmission of the Torah to the Jewish people. So listen to what the Gemara says, and I want to share with you a very fascinating concept of this Gemara with which to finish off our shiur. So listen very carefully. The Gemara says the following. Bishosh alamosh lamarom. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim for those 40 days to mekabel the entire Torah, Amru malach yasharis, the malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu shalom. Why is a human being coming up to Shemayim where you are, or we are, to our domain, to Mekabel HaTorah? Why in the world is he coming up here? So Amalem Lekabel HaTorah Bo. He's coming to receive the Torah I'm going to be giving to them. So says the Malachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amu Lefanav, Chamuda Genuza She Genuza. For so many years, the hidden secrets of the Torah, which were basically hidden for, basically speaking, 974 generations before the world was created. The Torah that, you know, you want to give them pre-existed the creation of Yesh Mayim, the creation of the entire universe. That Torah, which we study and we analyze and we use it to come close to you. And this came into existence before Briyat HaOlam. We as Malachim are spiritual entities, Kaviyachal Yechiyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're basically entities that are incorporeal. We're able to understand that Torah. We're able to therefore relate to you as an incorporeal entity as well. Atot Mavakish Litan Labasa Badam. You're going to give that to a corporeal entity, to a Moshe Rabbeinu, to the Jewish people. They're going to be able to understand that Torah itself. Who was the human being that they've been given such a powerful spiritual text that we're saying are incomprehensible for them to understand? So HaKadosh Baruch, when he heard their protest of giving the Torah to the Jews, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hechzlem Shuva, I want a debate to take place between you and the Malachim to explain why you feel as the leader of Klal Yisrael that they deserve to get the Torah and that their arguments about your incapacities are not applicable to the entire situation over here. So Moshe said to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shalom, I'm willing to debate, but I have one problem. The Malachim are fiery entities. They have no body. They're full of fire. And when they talk, fire comes from their mouth. As soon as the debate comes, what's going to happen is they're going to start debating me, and I will literally be incinerated, so I won't be around to be able to answer the questions. How am I going to protect myself? Although, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Achoyiz b'kisei kavodi, grab a hold of the divine throne of God that you're standing in front of, hechzlem tshuva, and start debating with them. And it says in the Gemara, what did Hashem do? Shepiresh shakrai meziv shchinaso anav olav. Hashem spread his divine essence around Moshe Rabbeinu as a shield to protect them against the fiery essence that's going to be emanating from the Malachim in the debate.
You are listening to
Ben Stover. So upon seeing that he set up and protected, Moshe started the debate. Armor lefanav. So Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shalom, Teiru Shatah Nisanli. I want the Malachim to hear the text of the Torah you're going to be giving to me and I'm going to bring down to the Jews. And the decision was to just mention and analyze just the Aseres Dibros alone. So what did Moshe say? Tell me some of the mitzvos and let me ask the Malachim a question. So Hashem says, you want to know what's written in the Torah? Anoich Hashem Elokecha. So see the Maris Rayim, the Beis Abadim, the first of the Seres Hadibros. So upon hearing that, the Malachim hearing that, Moshe said to the Malachim, Amalahem, Lemitzrayim Yiradetem, did you angels ever suffer going down to Egypt? Leparo, Vishivadetem, did you ever undergo the subjugation that Klal Yisrael had in Mitzrayim? Is that possible? So this is part of the text of what's going to be given us. Furthermore, Moshe says, give me another mitzvah. You shouldn't have any other gods. So Moshe says to the Malachim, that's what you're going to be giving us. Are you living amongst the non-Jewish world that are involved in idolatrous practices? Are you in such an environment? Give me another pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem said to Moshe, Zechar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh, you're going to have to be Zechar Shabbos to sanctify it. So Moshe says to Malachim, Kolom Atam Olisim Malacha. Do Malachim ever do work, Lamentas Malachos, that you need a Shabbos and you need Issa not to do Malach on Shabbos? Give me another mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo Sisa San Lashar, you should mention Hashem's name in vain in business. So Moshe said to Malachim, Masa Matin Yesh Venechem, when was the last time you were a person who was a chairman of the board of a corporation involving themselves in businesses and business ethics and business dealings? What business dealings do you have? Masa Matan. You make shvuas and oaths? On what? Give me another pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kabeid es avicha v'simecha. So Moshe turns to Malachim and says to them, Avim yesh lachem. Hey, Malachim, who's your father? Who's your mother? What in the world does this have to do with you? Then Hashem says to Hashem, give me another couple of mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maksivei. Lo sir tzach, lo sinaf, lo signaif. So Moshe says to Malachim, hey, Malachim, you have animosity that you can come to kill one another. You have yetzahara that you can come to inappropriate behavior. So all of a sudden, the Malachim realized that the Torah text that they're hearing that Hashem's giving to Klal Yisrael is not the Torah text that's their Torah text. Soon as they heard you're being given a different Torah than they have, miyad hodu l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, they said to Hashem, hey, if that's what you're giving these Jews, these human beings, give it to them. It's not okay to us. And they praised Hashem for making that decision. Everybody, Malachim, started giving a mazel tov to Moshe and to Klal Yisrael. They gave him some presents. Even the Malachim mothers gave a present, the power of Keteris to save Klal Yisrael from plagues. And then is a happy, happy debate. And Moshe was Menatzeach. So when you look at this Gemara, what is the Gemara telling you? The Gemara is telling you that the reason the Malachim were opposed is that they thought that they're getting the same Torah Malachim have. But I wanted to explain to you what that means. What that means is, and the Ramban says this in his introduction to his Parish to the Torah, that the prehistoric Torah I alluded to before, that Hashem was looking into that Torah that he created and used that as the blueprint to create the world, is not the text of the physical Torah we have today. Based upon Kabbalistic literature, which the Ramban was a Mekubal, that Torah which preceded the creation of physical corporality in this world, the concept of a corporeal physical existence, before materials or even atoms or molecules were created, was a total incorporeal entity. It was written, as described in Kabbalistic literature, as black fire with letters inscribed on a backdrop of white fire. Now, fire has no substance. So the Torah was in a physical existence, black letters on white letters. And interesting enough, it contained all the letters contained in Ar Chumash, from Bereshis to the last word, Einav in Israel. But when Hashem had shown that Torah to Moshe, when he came up to Har Sinai, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, if you look at the text of this Torah that I'm going to be giving you, it's not the text of the Torah that preceded the Briyat Olam. You have all the letters of the Torah there, but the letters are rearranged and what's contained in the entire Torah from beginning to end are nouns and adjectives that describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The text that the Malachim had of the Torah was a text which allowed them to relate to the spiritual divine essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, describing God's name, which describes the powers of God and the entire omnipotence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem's omniscience and all of Hashem's midas. It was written in heavenly terms that an incorporeal Malach can be able to perceive in description of an incorporeal God. Shameless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God's names have divine powers themselves and divine power emanating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Malachim studied the entire Torah from beginning to end, which was made of God's names, God's adjectives. So they were able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu by understanding the in-depth essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on such a level that the Malachim also sang praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh, 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 Shem Tzavakais. A lot of the tefillos we recite today are modeled after the way the Malachim praised the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim. But when a human being looks at this text, they have no comprehension because they understand corporeal entities. They don't understand incorporeal terms. So this heavenly Torah that preceded the world, that was a blueprint of the ultimate creation, the physical universe, was written for a certain audience. And that audience was Malachim alone. Human beings can't comprehend it. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, they thought Hashem was going to give to human beings this Torah that they were learning. So that's why they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can a corporeal entity be given a text that only can be comprehended by incorporeal entities like Malachim? They couldn't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So comes along HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says to Moshe Rabbeinu, we're going to give the Malachim a little educational understanding of what I'm giving you. And ultimately, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the Malachim, and what Karavzi Moshe Rabbeinu knew was going to happen, is that I'm going to give them the same Chamisha Chumshe Torah, but the words and letters are going to be rearranged, that it has a text that relates to human beings, from the beginning of Bereishis to the end of Le'enei B'nei Yisrael, to the end of Sefer Devarim. It's going to have their mitzvahs, historical narratives, a lot of information that human beings can draw spiritual knowledge from, about Hashkafa of God, about Mitzvah Maisis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he expects of the world, what he expects of human beings, Tzchav Ha'Oinesh, Hashem is the creator of the universe. All this information, which is crucial to be a believer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the text of the Torah is going to be written in such a way that not only the Jews, but even the non-Jewish world will be going to be given the ability to have all of the Chumash written, B'Shiva Meloshon, as Chazal say, when they went over HaYarden. Miraculously, the Ramban says, you had it written on a gigantic boulder rocks in every language of the major 70 nations. Their scribes were able to come to Moses and Sota and copy the text and bring it back to their people for them to study the text as well. Because even though they only have Chiv of Zay Mitzvah B'nei Noach, but by reading the entire Torah, you learn more than just your Zayin mitzvahs. You learn about who God is, and he's the creator of the universe. And you learn the omniscience, the Hashgacha Pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You learn about the omnipotence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are concepts that universally have to be accepted by Jew and non-Jew alike in order for them to be believers in Hashem, to feel a concept of dependence upon Hashem, to pray to Hashem continuously, especially Beis Sara. Rav Moshe advocated we have to go out of our way to make sure that not only Jews pray to God every day, but even the non-Jewish world pray to God every day in order to show our dependency, reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah we got relates to us as human beings. It doesn't relate to Malachim. So Moshe said to the Malachim, very simply, this is the text of what we're receiving. Does any of this stuff apply to you? And the Malachim realized they have no shachas to whatsoever. So say the Mefarshim over here, and this is a Radvaz of David Ben Zimra, one of the great North African Gedolim of the 1700s. What the Gemara is telling you is that the Malachim, before Moshe came up, never knew there's another version of the Torah which relates to human beings and doesn't relate to Malachim. Later on, in the literature of the Ramban and other Mukubalim, but they point out there's a Torah's Hanister, the Kabbalistic form of Torah, which the Malachim knew. the white fire and the black fire. And there's a nusach of the Torah, of Torah Sanigal, which is the Hamisha Chumshat Torah we have. The Malachim didn't know there was a Torah Sanigal version of the Torah Sanister. And they were going crazy. What are you doing? After the discussion of Moshe and them and the debate, it was revealed to them that, guess what, Malachim, there's a Torah Sanigal version that applies to human beings, and surely doesn't apply to you. When the Malachim realized the Seichel Yeshua was going on over here, they praised the Kaddish Baruch Hu, they gave the acquiescence, the debate was ended, Moshe was menatzeach, he explained what we're receiving, the Malachim gave a bracha, you should be able to mekayim it, and Shalom al Yisrael, and the final willingness of the Bezin Shamayu, the Kaddish Baruch Hu, to give us all the Torah that's where it wanted to know, was finalized because of this specific divine debate. This is what happened according to the Gemara. But what that teaches us is that when it comes there for the Torah Shebitzal we have today, and this the Rambam makes a big deal about, you have to therefore realize that since all the letters of our Torah itself can be written in two different ways, in the Torah's Hanister way, which the Malachim have, and which was shown to Moshe, and in fact, the Ramban says there's a Kabbalah that Mukubalim, real Mukubalim, to this day still know how to read the Torah on the Kabbalistic Malachim way as well. But that's only given to Yechidei Segula. Shlomo knew it. Moshe was taught it and gave it over to Mesorah. The Torah Shebitzav we have, which is the Torah Sanigla, which is basically every shul has Sifrei Torah, but that Torah Sanigla, that's something which is geared and contoured to human beings in this world, made only for human beings. Malachim don't have the capacity, even if they tried, to fulfill our Torah, because they don't have the physical essence of human beings to be able to do the mitzvahs that are contained in the Torah. They can't relate to the concepts of the Torah, of the Torah Sanigla. We have to realize that Achlamish, when we read Chumash in Shul, we have to realize some interesting factors. That the Torah Shebiksav, number one, is the Torah Sanigla that Hashem gave us, and Moshe was the one who wrote and gave it over to us with divine dictation. Hashem told Moshe every word to write in Torah Sanigla, divine dictation. Moshe was the legal secretary, the Gemara says, writing down every word that Hashem dictated it to him. So everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing came from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Everything had to be authorized to be written to the Torah by Hashem, authorizing Moshe and dictating the text to him. That's number one. Number two, that the Torah Hanister, Moshe was shown privately, and later on is given over by Saris to Mukubalim, how you can see the text of the Torah, Torah Hanister of the Malachim, what their text was. And for those involved in Kabbalah and those heavy type of duty activities, if you're a real Mekubal, not a supposed Mekubal, and you're a person on that level, like a Shlomo HaMelech, Rabbi Shimon Rabbeinu, a Kedoshim, Rabbi Akiva, you know the other way of learning it. That is a present we have to see how the Torah can be interpreted differently with names and adjectives of Hashem describing the greatness of the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the levels that normally angels are able to perceive and comprehend. And besides that, Hashem showed to Shlomo that even worldly matters, physical sciences, Chochmas HaBriya, natural law, medicine, everything you can think about that we need in the physical universe, since the Torah of the ancient Torah, Nister, served as the blueprint to have that translated into concepts that apply to the natural universe in which we live. Even Shlomo HaMelech was able to see even things that are related to the Chochmas HaBriya and science and technology, how that's all Samarumas in our text of Torah Shebitzav, Torah Sanigla, which we have today in our based Bati Knesios, which we have in our printed Chumashim. What's interesting and fascinating is a statement made by the Vilna Gaon. Well, the Vilna Gaon was known to be a major advocate of the concept that in order for you to be able to be a person who understands Kol HaTorah Kula, you have to be knowledgeable not only of the religious law contained in the Torah, but you have to be cognizant of all the natural law and all the sciences and all the other chokhmas of Bria that are marumis in the Torah itself to be able to understand the Torah of the religious law. Because you can't observe the halachas of Taurus and Mishpacha unless you know human anatomy. You can't know what animals treif or kosher unless you know animal physiology. I mean, he goes down a whole list of things that are important. You can't be involved in the talking about making calendars of the lunar eclipses and the moon's movement around the earth together with the sun to develop a Jewish calendar unless you know astronomy. You need these sciences to be able to know how to apply the Torah. And the Gemara tells you about that many Tanaim Amoraim who used to study and go to places where they can get this expertise in order to know how to apply the Torah of Halacha to cases that involve physical phenomena in this world. If that's the case, the Rabban Hashem gave us a unique Tzelem Elokim. The Tzelem Elokim I always talk about that Hashem gave human beings. It's not just, you know, we're made in the image of God, but he gave us a micro form of the macro Tzelem and knowledge base of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the macro. We are the micro. And I always call, therefore, the Tzelem Elokim, with a modern term, the Pentium chip that runs our human computer, runs our brain. A computer can be the most fantastic computer, but without that Pentium chip running it, it cannot function. Our brain, our functionality to understand the Torah, to understand the physical universe in which we are contained, and understand all the Chokhmah Sabri we need to function as human beings, the Tzelem Elokim Hashem gave us a divine essence of God implanted in each and every one of us that gives us the mental capacities to be able to understand both the religious law contained in the Torah, the secular sciences and Chokhmah Sabri that's contained in the Torah. We have the capacity to understand it and be creative with it and to utilize it and to be a shut by Hashem by Masa Bereishis and to conquer the universe. This is all that Matan Hashem gave to us because he wanted us to have that divine quality as well. On the Yom Tov Shavuos, what we are celebrating is not just the Aseres Hadibros, but we are celebrating the fact that Hashem gave us, Klal Yisrael, the highest level of Torah knowledge that any other human being, nation on the face of this earth has the capacity to understand and has the material at their fingertips to understand and to comprehend and to analyze. And on Zman Matan Torah Seinu, when Moshe received everything, he gave that Masoris to Klal Yisrael. When it comes to Goyim, they have a Tzelem Elokim, and we have a Tzelem Elokim. But Kabbalistically, our Chazal tell us, and this is brought down by the Baal Tanya, it's brought down by Chaim Volozhin and others, the Tzelem Elokim of Klal Yisrael that we got at Har Sinai when we underwent that conversion gave us the highest level of Tzelem Elokim, where the non-Jews have a lower level of it, but they only have Zay Mitzis to have to work with. But they have a Tzelem Elokim able to perceive the physical universe and make the Chidushim they have when it comes to science and medicine and technology. The Gemara says, you got to believe that they can understand that stuff as well. But when it comes to Torah, the highest level of Torah spirituality, we got Tayag Mitzvahs. We have a high level of Tzelem Elokim, which means we have capacities to understand things on a spiritual level in Torah analysis, which a regular non-Jew can't understand unless they convert to Judaism. And when they convert to Judaism, they're then raised to Kedushas Yisrael. Gershes Gai Kukatin Shinoiladam, as if they're reborn. And now they have the capacities of a regular Jew by being miskadosh with Kedushas Yisrael. It's an interesting process. Maimon HaSinai was the place that Hashem was Megala to the world at large. Tayag Mitzvahs to Klal Yisrael and to the Goyim Zay Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, when Moshe came down from HaSinai. The Rambam says not only did Moshe have the job to give over the information of Tayag Mitzvahs to Klal Yisrael and give daily shiurim to teach them the entire Torah, Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat, but he had a mitzvah to chazer over once again to the Umas Olam, to the nations of the world, their responsibility of Zay Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, to teach it once again as a prophet that's Ar LaGoyim, And that was part of Moshe's mission besides teaching us our Tariag mitzvahs. The Baal Tesis Yontif says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in the Mishnah in the third paragraph of Rabbi Kiva, where it talks about how important it is for Jews to realize that how fortunate it is everybody's created B'Tzelem Elokim. Hashem was Magal of this in the Torah. So Tesis Yontif says what the Mishnah Rabbi Kiva are telling us is that not only do we have to realize we have a Tzelem Elokim, which allows us to communicate to God, to relate to God, His Chokhmah base, His knowledge base, His spiritual essence, and therefore we are partially, in many respects, a corporeal, incorporeal, that are basically put together to relate to God. Jews know this because that's the Mesorah they got at Har Sinai. We as Jews, since we have a mission of being Erla Goyim, Mamlechus Kohen, and teaching the non-Jewish world their responsibilities, Chasam Sofer says there's a mitzvah for Jews, Chachamim, Lahoros for the Bnei Noach, what the Zay Mitzvah's responsibility is. It's a mitzvah, not Stamazah, it's a nice thing to do. We as Jews have to teach the Goyim, Chav Ovin Shenivra B'Tzelem, that they also have a Tzelem Elikim. Human beings are not two-legged animals. We have a higher essence than the animal itself. We shouldn't think that dogs are man's best friend because a dog doesn't have a Tzelem Elokim. It's a nice pet to have. It might be nice. It might help you. You might feel friendship with it. But a dog does not have a Tzelem Elokim. And if that's the case, you should realize the biggest matani you have is the fact you have a Ezek Enegdo. You have a fellow human being in this world to talk to work with, to both use your Tzelem Elokim capacities to build the world. When it comes to Adam HaRishon, he was created as a Yachid, and when he saw how lonely he was in this world, even though he had tremendous amount of animals surrounding him from all sides, Hashem says he didn't have an Ezek Enegdo. He said he does not have Tov, goodness in his life. He then created a Chava, that he, she being the female version of a Tzelem Elokim and him being the male version, and Ezek Enegdo, they work together to accomplish their mission into this world. They work together to be able to do it on a spiritual level, to do it on a physical level, on a commercial level. The Sephorno says very beautifully, Ezek Enegdo doesn't mean the job of a wife is to always criticize a husband or a husband to criticize a wife. Ezek Enegdo means to work as a partnership, to use their respective joint Tzelem Elokim, the joint knowledge and spirituality, and physical, material things, to build their life together, to build a spiritual life together, to build a perhaps a monetary business together, to build a family together. That is the purpose of having an ishta joined together with Shri Shechina Shriya B'nayim in order to be able to accomplish their mission in this world. We all have a Tzelem Elokim. We have an incredible document called Torah Shebichtav. And we have the other documents, Torah Shel Bal-Peh, that gives us the ability to perceive and understand the depths of Torah Shel Bal-Peh, and also expose us to see the brilliance of God's divine infinite brain, what He created to give us that has such an amount of information. Information is infinite. The more you dig into the Torah, the more you see, the more you understand, the more you comprehend, not only when it comes to spiritual matters, but even physical matters that relate to physical existence, medical, technological matter, which relates to man's ability to survive in a very, very technical-oriented society. The Yom Tov Shavuos is a very special day, and we accentuate on the Yom Tov Shavuos something interesting. The Gemara says, everybody admits that the Yom Tov Shavuos is Chatzi L'Hashem L'Chatzi L'Chem. You have to celebrate it with spiritual things you do on Shavuos. That's what people learn the whole night, do a lot of learning on Shavuos. B'chatzi lachem, you have to eat sudais on Shavuos of milchiks and fleishiks, enjoy the physical universe, and appreciate the physicality of the physical existence we live in as well, to try to demonstrate that Hashem on Shavuos gave us a Teres Emes that applies to every facet of our life. And our Torah in its contour was made specifically not for Malach's existence, but for human existence. And what separates us from the Malachim is our physicality. we can eat, Malachim can't eat. They don't need our nourishment. It means nothing to them. And the Malachim came and ate by Abraham Avinu in his tent. They were making believe they were eating, but they were not eating. The food has no meaning for them. In fact, Hashem criticized the Malachim, and he said to the Malachim, you want to have the Torah the Jews gave? When you came to Abraham's house, you didn't even know how to distinguish between basar v'chalav. A little kid learns in yeshiva, basar v'chalav, he knows the differences. You ate basar, you ate chalav, you mixed it all together. It's not in the realm of an angel's existence. Human beings have that ability to make the differentiation. It means something to them. Therefore, their Torah has uniqueness, which doesn't apply to angelic Torah. Sure, we're celebrating the fact Hashem gave us a Torah that has everything in it. Teres Hashem Timima, Mishivas Nefesh. Let's thank the Rabbi Hashem for giving us such a Matana Torah, Tova of Torah, that literally is Ner Mitzvah Torah. It's a light to the world of how to live a healthy and happy life, a life full of tremendous nachas and bracha. Appreciate what we have in this world. Appreciate the fact that Hashem gives us a daily record of how to conduct our life from the time we get up in the morning to the time we go to sleep at night. He gave us the bracha to procreate, to bring children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to this world, so that there should be a continuity of our existence and our personal academics and mesorah, giving it over to children and their children to their children, continuing humanity's ability to build their knowledge on the shoulders of the giants of the parents and grandparents that preceded them. The Torah is an incredible, credible phenomenon that if a person really studies it properly, they are literally able to get so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they're able to mekayim Abba Hashem on the highest level you possibly can attain in this world with a Yiras HaRamamus of having reverence for Hashem and realizing how lucky you are that you're a Jew. Hashem gave you all the secrets of the Torah, gave you spiritual capacities more than anybody else. But with those capacities, you have the responsibility not only to Klal Yisrael as particularist, but you have to be universalist, to have Avat Abrios, bring spirituality of Torah to the entire world, up the world's concept of connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, telling them their Tzelem Elokims. And we have to work very hard today because we're living in a generation where the people are confused and literally trying to undermine all the hashkafas that tear. We have to, as Jews, work even harder to try to convince the world they're making a mistake. Look what the Bible says. Look what God said, who created all of us. If we want the world to continue and to flourish, it's only going to continue to flourish if God's Torah principles that apply to the entire world and our Tzelem Elokim quality are used the way Hashem wants it to be used. And so prepared, the world will realize it. Let's celebrate Shavuos with tremendous simcha and bracha. And hope and pray that the world will come to this recognition and will try to help the world acknowledge this and understand this. And we should be zeichah b'yis Mashiach tzidkenu. Next year when we have our shiurim, it should be in Eretz Yisrael, Yishlag Yer HaKadosh with the Beis HaMikdash. All the gula should take place. All the craziness and riches of this world should be eliminated. No longer any wars, as the Pasuk says. He's a goy goy mechamah. Shouldn't be any more mechamahs anymore. Shalom and peace should exist. The world should live with total spiritual sensitivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Based tefillah kadu kol ha'amim. The only place on the face of the earth that's a temple of God should be Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh, no more Mecca, no longer Vatican. It's all going to be the Rabbi Nishalom. A Jew as a Jew has to do, a Ben Noach what they have to do. That's going to be Yemais HaMashiach and the Ilam HaBa Chazal describing the Drashim.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.